The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis and
me.
Sparky's here today, as usual, so glad to see her here. And I'll tell you, we're both exhausted, and I hope it doesn't reflect in our voices as we continue with the show. We have, a lot to talk about. We're giving a muzzleloader away today. Not today, but we're giving a muzzleloader away for the month of November from the fine folks at CVA. Connecticut Valley Arms, CVA.com. You can go and check out all the different models. And this time around is an Optima with a nitride finished barrel and camo stock. So we got to put that up on our Facebook page, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I have to do that. A couple of things we have to put up there. Anyway, Maryland Hunting Quarterly came out on Wednesday, printed version, so I've been delivering that. It seems like it's a tough week for doing that. I can't get everywhere I need to go for some reason. There's always something standing in the way, something to do ahead of time. But you know what? We'll get through it, get them all done by hopefully the end of next week. Today's the Youth Waterfowl, Youth and Veterans Waterfowl special day. If you're headed out with a vet or youngster, give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'd love to talk to the youngsters in the car or, you know, any of the veterans or anything like that. The way you win the muzzle loader at the end of the month, and we give it away probably the first Saturday in December rather than the first day of deer season on the 27th, we will... Here's how to get in that. You simply call us here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And Chris will answer the phone. He'll ask your name and your phone number. He has a little form he writes that down on. At the end of the month or when we do the drawing, we take all those names and assign a number to them. And Robin puts those numbers, one through whatever that number might be, 50 or 60, and spins the random number generator, she comes up with a number, and someone will win a beautiful new CVA muzzleloader. So we're looking forward to talking to you. The final step of that is to go on the air with me or Robin and make sure, you're on the air. So
we've already got a caller.
I see that. Gary is on the line. Let's talk to Gary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Gary. Sorry.
That's okay. Hey, I'm going trolling tomorrow morning. What's a good location for some monster rock?
Oh, good grief. I have no idea. Are you going by yourself or a private, or are you going with a captain?
Just myself and two friends.
Just yourself and two friends.
That sounds like fun.
Well, that sounds like fun, yes. Where did I hear the rockfish were congregated? Where are you going out of?
In the Patapsco River or the Bay.
Patapsco or the Bay.
Right.
I would say north of the Key Bridge. That's what I'm hearing, north of the Key Bridge.
Okay. Like power plant?
Yep, up in that area. I think there's a concentration of nice fish there. I heard of three different locations last night where there seemed to be some fish concentrated, thanks to our buddy and our host, Rudy. Rudy and Debbie last night. But Rudy was telling me he has heard some good fish up north of the bridge. So
okay,
try it. Let me know how you make out next week. Since you're going out of Patapsco anyway, right?
Yes. Yeah, except it's been blocked all week due to line construction.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Right.
Yeah, well, good luck out there.
So. Yeah. Well, you can't, I mean, you can't go to the hall, you know what I mean? You can't
yeah,
go there. You got to stay out.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, I'll email you with the results.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680.
Got another caller.
Hi, we have Walter on the line. Good morning, Walter.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Not bad. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just called enter the contest and also let you know I talked to you, I guess, the last Saturday of buck season during muzzleloader, and I got a respectable 8 point, about 150 pounds.
Nice.
14 inches red, 13 inches tall.
Nice.
A pretty rack. I mean,
yeah.
Made a long shot on him, and I took both his lungs and cut his heart almost in half, and he stood 50 yards across the field and went down a cliff and was laying down next to the road.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Well, were you able to access him pretty quickly off the road rather than have to drag him up that cliff?
Yeah, I climbed down the cliff and took care of him and then tucked him behind a bush while I went and got the truck and had to park about 100 yards from him because it was a pretty rough place to pull over.
Yeah.
But I was able to get him up. I was hunting alone, too. So he was a bear getting him up in my expedition.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was. I've found that if, average-sized deer, if I take some bungee cords, okay, and hook them to something inside the truck, I've got a couple hooks inside the truck, I take a bungee cord and cut his hock, cut inside the hock there. Run the bungee cord through there, lock it, and then I'm able to lift him up onto the, I'm able to lift him up onto the back end onto the truck by hooking the end of the bungee hook back on the hook where the other end is. I hook one end, I run it through the tendon, I hook the other end, and I'm able to swing the back end up if I run it through both tendons on the back end. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so the deer's laying on the ground. I cut through both, you know, that webbing through behind the tendons or in front of the tendons. I run a bungee cord through there with hooks on it through both legs. Hook one end of my truck, lift up with the bungee, hook the other end into the truck, and now the hind legs are on the bed. And then I just pick up the rack or the front end and swing it on there when I'm alone.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I've come up with a system. I have two 6 foot wooden ramps I use to get my lawnmower in and out of my shed. And
yeah.
I put that on the gate, and I have one of those deer sleds. And I put I tie the legs together and get them in the sled, and then I put the ramps apart
yeah.
so I can walk in between and just slide them up the ramps and put them in.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's still a challenge, but it's better. I like the way you're talking about. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. Yep. So, well, I'm all about easy. Now, last year I did have to beg for some help. My son-in-law was able to help me load the buck I shot last year, but he field dressed 193. So there wasn't any way that no matter how I, got on the truck bed and reached down and grabbed his antlers and tried to pull him up, that was happening. So,
yeah, when I was young, I used to be able to toss him around, but now that I'm 72, it's a little tough.
When I was younger, I used to load a snowmobile on my truck by myself. So, so it goes. Yeah, buddy, you're not kidding. So,
I hunt up near Pennsylvania, and I was up working on the farm, cutting back some brush for the lady that owns the farm and all, and took a tour around the thing, and man, there are scrapes and rubs everywhere. They're getting ready if they're not already into it.
Oh, they're into it. I was out coming home yesterday, coming down 213, 301 and 213, and there were three different bucks out between 3 and 3:30 in the afternoon. One of them was pretty nice, which was closest to where I hunt in Queen Anne's County. He was a pretty nice one. But I've been seeing bucks all week. You just see them just kind of plodding through the soybean field. I guess they're cruising or maybe they're on a scent. I don't know. But, it's happening right now. And I will tell anybody out there, I'll tell anybody out there today, you better hunt the middle of the day. You better not be at lunch at 2-3 o'clock. You better be in the stand because that's when they're moving, middle of the day. So,
yeah, I'm on my way up now, and I figure on hunting all day.
Yeah.
Because, like you say, late mid-afternoon to early evening is usually a better time to get them running. But
exactly.
You're putting scrapes down next to the house, you know.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Yep.
So I'll give you a heads up next week and see, let you know how we do.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So, have been out and about. Did get to visit some of our sponsors over the past week or so. They're also advertisers in the Hunting Quarterly, and one of those is Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. I want to talk to you about the X-Bolt bolt-action rifle. Extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available in the X-Bolt. You put some good optics on it, and you will have a fine deer and big-game hunting firearm, that's for sure. Comes with an adjustable feather trigger, a detachable rotary magazine, and then there's the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. Now, these are nice. These are a nice gun. It's the arid urban camo, and it comes with a composite stock, of course, a Cerakote finish fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine, and a short throw bolt with an adjustable trigger. Bolt action rifle in selected calibers. It comes in three models, not just calibers, many calibers, but three models. The Speed, which is a shorter version, lighter calibers, easier to carry, better in a tree stand. Then the Long Range and the McMillan models come in the longer range, calibers like the 6.5 Creedmoor and so forth. X-Bolt and X-Bolt Hell's Canyon available at Clyde Sports Shop. If you need firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, make sure you stop by Clyde's. That's for sure. And he will take care of you, Mr. Clyde. Hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use? Well, we had one, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. We were right by there last night, weren't we, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have to sneeze, folks. Hold on. Almost. Okay. It's still there. Anyway, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected a brand called Enviro. The model's an EX35 gas fireplace insert. Comes with the beautiful, you know, fake logs. It looks very realistic. Comes with a nice faceplate. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. And here's the thing. You've heard about the worldwide shortage of computer chips. Well, that could delay your idea of owning a new insert. So act now while stocks are good, and they have some in stock at Backyard Billy's, and act while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rollin', 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 rawhide.
Rawhide.
Rollin', rollin', keep rollin', 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them dogies rollin'. Rawhide
through rain and wind and weather,
hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side.
My gal is by my side, but she's not paying attention.
I'm watching you be a fool.
You're watching me be a fool, trying to get your attention.
Oh, I thought you were trying to act like you were rawhide.
I'm pulling my lasso and roping calves, and you're not paying one bit of attention.
I knew what you were doing.
Oh, so you just decided to ignore me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Hi, you two.
Very hi. Good. How about you?
I'm well, and you too?
We're good.
Yes.
Tired. Tired, but good.
Sounds like you're having a blasty blast. What's going on with Robin?
I don't know. She's grumpy.
I'm still asleep. I mean, I haven't slept. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right.
Long night.
A little bit of fun and, you know, geez.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. You're always playing. You played that. I like that. That song was a great one. And I love your, you know, the one with the whiskey thing. Like,
I love the songs they play. And I usually have fun. But he's over there acting like a fool. And I'm too tired to get into it.
I was riding down the range roping calves.
Yeah.
Cutting them out. That's what I was doing.
I was watching out of the corner of my eye.
Right.
So, by the way, how about the grandchildren? Did they have a good time on Halloween?
Oh, they had a blast. And then Jameson turned two this week, and we had a party for him. So it was wonderful, which is why I'm so tired, part of it.
And then Grand Prix Grandma got on her little cart, and off she went trick-or-treating and left me here to deal with all the spooks and goblins that came to the door.
Yeah, because of my back, I haven't been able to go trick-or-treating for a long time, and I had my little scooter, and we all went. It was wonderful.
Up and down the block they flew.
I had the kids. I was doing donuts with it. It was really fun.
Yep. I had a ninja here. I had two foxes. I had, what else did I tell you I had? Oh, I had a ladybug still, a babe still in arms. So... Yeah, I got to pass candy out. So.
Super.
I
don't get on the field much anymore, but I still like, you know, listening to the show. And
I appreciate that.
I'm really glad you do.
Yep.
Since I don't like hogging the line, so that when coming up, I'm sure I won't be talking to you by the 25th. Wish you and your family and everybody, you know, Thanksgiving's a wonderful time of year.
Yes, it is.
It's one of the best holidays because you just get together. You know, there's no pressure about gifts and all the other stuff. It's just family. In fact, it was my dad's favorite holiday.
Nice to be thankful.
Yeah, mine too. You're absolutely right. You know, not as much of the commercialization and, you know, and is it really about being thankful for the really the friendships, the relationships, and the people, you know, in your life and such like that, really.
That's true.
And just like, really, we kind of, I think, overlook, even, you know, they know how they make it seem like, oh, yeah, get that shopping done because you may not get any gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, well, I decided to make all the gifts for Christmas this year again, yeah. And I'm about ready to pull my hair out, which is another reason I'm probably tired. I got to get my act together here.
I know. So
it's just kind of once again, we should get back to what the meaning of the holiday was about, and you know, and,
exactly. Well, we can in our own lives. We don't have to move that way as a country. But if enough of us do it as individuals, it'll feel like it.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, I feel it's the same way. And, you know, they always make it seem like, you know, you can see 5 car commercials in a row, you know, the Honda Holidays and Lexus to Remember. And and there's always, you know, nobody has had a TV set since they can, you know, it's the last TV set, you know.
Whatever. Yep. All right, Paul, thanks for the call, buddy.
But I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, am I in the contest there?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, you too. Hey,
call back if you get a chance before Thanksgiving, okay?
All right, have a wonderful day.
Thanks,
you
Paul.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Sunday hunting. You know, when Sunday hunting was passed initially back in 2003, it was rejected, by the way, by the Glendening administration. It was vetoed by Governor Glendening, but under the leadership of Robin's dad, with the Department of Natural as the Secretary of Department of Natural Resources, and under Bob Ehrlich, and with the lobbying efforts of Bill Miles, who is still out there lobbying for sportsmen, Sunday hunting was passed.
Well, before you get on that, we're supposed to see Dad Sunday. I know it's about Sunday hunting.
Yeah. Okay.
We're supposed to see Dad Sunday, and yeah. I have to go later because somebody's going hunting. No, we're going earlier, and then you're hunting later.
Yeah.
So I can blame Dad for losing you for half a day.
That's
on Sunday.
True. You can.
Oh, just wait till I see.
You can blame your dad for that. That's for sure.
Wait till I see. I had a point to that conversation.
I got it. Well, anyway, the original Sunday hunting bill was passed. I think only 13 out of the 26 jurisdictions allowed Sunday hunting, and it was for 2 days. It was for the first Sunday of November and the first Sunday of the deer firearm season. And now, since that time, each jurisdiction has taken it on themselves to expand Sunday hunting in their areas, you know, Western Maryland, each individual county delegation. And the only 3 counties that do not have any Sunday hunting didn't then and do still not to this day are Baltimore County, Howard County, and Prince George's County. Now, a lot of that is due to the pushback from the equine community, who claims that it's so dangerous to be out there on Sunday and ride their horses on the trails and so forth. And we could delve into this because if you want, but I spent a lot of time on Sunday hunting. But tomorrow is the first Sunday of November, so every jurisdiction except Baltimore, Prince George's, and Howard counties are open for Sunday hunting, Sunday bow hunting for tomorrow. So there's actually a chart, Sunday hunting chart, that you can download. I highly recommend that you do this, that you download this and carry it with you, at least each county and each day that each county is open. So there's your copy, Robin. You can have that.
Maybe a copy.
So you know when I'll be gone on Sundays.
Maybe I should thank Dad for Sunday hunting.
You should probably do this. You should probably do that. See Queen Anne there? Now, you can't hunt late muzzleloader season in Queen Anne County, but I can in Dorchester County, and I can in Cecil County.
These are just Sundays on here, right?
Just Sundays, yes. You see the county there listed in alphabetic order, and then the calendar goes across the top. That's each Sunday, and then you scroll down and you do a little grid thing. So, have you been out, Chris?
Not since I got that squirrel, but I see 1 or 2 days coming up in the future.
What's that?
I said I haven't been out since I've got that squirrel, but I do see one or two days coming up in the future.
Oh, good.
Good.
Glad to hear that. Hey, I was at SML Footwear the other day. They've now become a candle dealer, which is pretty nice. They have some really nice candles.
They smell great.
And I bought Robin a couple of them, Christmas candles that really do smell good. But they have taken on Pure Lure line of apparel and accessories, Pure Lure. And I'm learning about this company, and I want to talk to them out of Ocean City. A lot of background with major clothing companies, you know, the outdoor clothing companies. And so we'll explore that a little bit and see if Pure Lure has any interest in the outdoors and radio show. But right now, I think we need to take our second break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Low pressure marching up the East Coast and increasing clouds into the late weekend forecast. Becoming overcast throughout the day today. Our high 57, our low tonight 41 degrees. Mostly cloudy Sunday, a high of 58, and then upper 60s near 70 early next week for Monday and Tuesday. Our next chance for heavier rain not until late next week. Recapping our forecast today, increasing clouds, northeast winds with low pressure off the coast, high 57 degrees this afternoon. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
I sing that every time I'm in the stand.
Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
I love that song.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Doing good.
Hey, that there's three counties you can't hunt in, Sunday hunt in. That's the price
yes.
to pay for living in a communist county. Pretty much a blue county. That's what it amounts to. I mean, you got anti-hunters over there. So.
You've got a strong presence of people that are in the equestrian community, and they have the ear of their lawmakers, and they can't move. You know, they can't. The lawmakers aren't willing to go against that segment of their constituency.
Well, we all know what that demographic is. It's not a red group. It's more of a blue group.
I got it. Well, I will say this though. There is truly the largest number of hunting licenses purchased in the state from people who live in Baltimore County. Clearly, 10% of the hunting licenses are purchased by residents of Baltimore County. They just don't have the opportunity to hunt in their own county on any Sunday like some of the rest of us do.
Yeah, they're all going to hunt in different places.
So here's what I'm saying, though. If you've got 10% of the people in the state buy their hunting license from Baltimore County, why aren't the hunters in Baltimore County addressing their delegation and becoming active, you know, in wanting to have Sunday hunting like citizens in other counties do? Prince George's last year had introduced legislation by the delegation to increase Sunday hunting in Prince George's County. Okay, and it was killed in the Senate Environmental Matters Committee, as were all the Sunday hunting expansion bills last session. Prince George is coming back again this year, but Baltimore, the hunters don't seem to be interested, is what I'm saying. I can go back years on that. I can go back years and years and years on that and say, Baltimore County hunters, you need to grab the ear of your delegation, your representatives and your senators in the county if you want to have any forward movement. One of the biggest allies of hunters in the General Assembly is Johnny Ray Solling. But nobody seems to want to talk to Johnny Ray Solling. You know, there are others that can be convinced to introduce legislation. They know it's going to be an uphill battle. They know it probably won't pass. But if nobody approaches them, they don't care, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
If you're not politically active and you don't tell the people that you vote for who are supposed to represent you, then, you know, what could you expect? If you didn't act, you're not going to get action.
I know Caroline County was able to get their rifle passed for deer, and
that was from the efforts of the agricultural community. The hunters didn't have anything to do with that.
Well, the hunters support it. I know.
Well, the hunters supported it, but the farm community carried the weight because they want more deer killed.
Maybe that's what the farmers up in Baltimore County need to do, if there are any. I'm sure there are. But.
You really want to give farmers that much control over wildlife management? Well, guess what? They're coming after your deer this coming session. Pick up a copy of Maryland Hunting Quarterly or go online and read it. There's going to be introduction of legislation to expand nighttime shooting of deer 365 days a year on deer management permits. Crop damage permits, nighttime shooting of deer. What do you think that's going to do to the places where you hunt?
Well, it's not going to do anything to places where I hunt, because I think around here you're not going to see that much. I mean, in Talbot,
around where? Talbot and
yeah,
Caroline?
I don't think you're going to see that much.
Ever been to a Farm Bureau meeting?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I've been quiet through this. I'll be honest. It's bad over here with the farmers wanting to take out all the deer.
Yeah.
And especially Dorchester County, Queen Anne's County,
Talbot County.
All of them.
Yeah. You go to the part of the county that contains, let's say, the community of Oxford. Talk to any farmer down there. I can't even grow a crop. A deer eating me out of house and home. Well, do you hunt them? I don't let nobody hunt my deer. Okay, well, how do you get rid of them? Well, I'll shoot them. Okay, great. Yeah. If you don't get involved, you're going to lose what you have. So, hey, nice talking to you, Glenn.
You'd be surprised how many people are shooting deer in Talbot on hunting property. It's a lot.
Okay.
You can't find a place. I mean.
Oh, you can't find a place to hunt.
I mean, you can find places to hunt if you work at it. You can do it. It's easy.
Okay. Very good.
All
right. Thanks, Glenn. Hey, Frank, good morning. How are you?
Oodalali, oodalali, golly, what a day.
Yeah.
You just made Robin's day, that's for sure.
You made my day, too, because my granddaughters and I have sang that together.
That's cool.
I was moved, so.
Good. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm getting ready to step from the car. I've harvested three does so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really
successful season. Good. Glad to hear that.
So,
glad to hear. Yep.
I'm hunting on that farm I was telling you about, Al.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. I need to get over there and have an evening hunt with you one of these days. So.
Yeah, just say when. The time is now, you know.
Oh, I know.
What are you doing this evening?
Yeah, well, I've had a buck that went missing last year. I had four or five encounters with him in 2019, and he's a pretty good one. And I managed to see him at a distance last Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
It was Saturday, wasn't it?
Alan, the days have run together. I don't know what day
I know you're
it
not
is.
Interested. I get that.
If we weren't on the radio, I would not know it was Saturday.
I got it. So anyway, I saw the deer that had been missing all of 2020. I saw him last Saturday night, and hoping to get a shot at him. So that's number one on the list. There's a couple other good ones up there. There's a couple really good deer that I'm watching and saw the end of last season. So it's going to be focused on that particular deer
for right now.
Yeah. For right now, yep, because he's given me the slip a couple times.
Don't they all?
Well, yeah.
Well, he's got his centuries to go out there ahead of him. Those two little old does that make sure that he knows you're out there.
Oh, the gruesome twosome.
The gruesome. Yeah. I couldn't think of what you called them.
Yeah, the gruesome twosome. He's got some does that watch out for him, and they're old, matured does, and they make sure that they're the scouts. You know, they scan the woods for anything that looks out of place, and that's usually me. And so that they usually come by and they snort and they blow and they run and they put their tails up and lead the whole pack away.
Uh-huh.
So, So, but
been
that's
there,
their
been there,
that's
experienced her, that.
That's their nature, you know.
Uh-huh.
And some and somebody says, and any number of people say, "I hate that. Why don't you take them out?" I don't have any reason to, you know. That just adds to the challenge. That just adds. If I can evade them,
yeah.
If I can evade them and you know evade their detection, then I have a better chance. I have a better chance on the big guy. So it's just
a challenge. Last year, early muzzleloader, Saturday, I took a shot at a nice buck with my crossbow, and the arrow exploded, Al.
What do you mean exploded?
Well, it seemed to me that the knock had gotten driven up into the shaft itself. About a third of the way past the fletches, the arrow had cracked. But it still landed at the buck's feet.
Right. I got a question for you.
35 yards away.
I got a question for you. When you sight your crossbow in, are you shooting for a group?
Well, Al, it's you know, one or two shots and it's over, you know.
I understand that, but you use the same arrows to practice with that you hunt with, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you have a block target or whatever target you're using, a 3D, whatever. You're aiming at the same spot with each shot, am I right?
Yeah, it's a bullseye on a bag target.
Okay. All right. Are there more than one bullseyes there?
Oh, there's several, yeah.
Okay, so when you're sighting in your crossbow, instead of shooting all at the same one with carbon arrows, you're going to nick one with one of your field points. And if you nick that carbon with a field point, you may not see it, but you've damaged it structurally. And what happened to you is what happens with carbon arrows. And people have been injured. You were just fortunate that the arrow launched. Okay, so what I'm advising you and anybody else is if you're sighting in your crossbow because it's so powerful and you're striking other arrows with your field tips on the top, the side, the edge, whatever it might be, you're weakening those carbon arrows. So shoot at the individual bullseyes when you shoot.
Agreed. Yeah, I'm glad we had this conversation, Al.
There you go. Cost you a buck.
I had an encounter with that same deer 40 yards away, and the arrow just went under his belly.
Well,
I've never had a history with a particular buck in all these years, 44 years of hunting.
Well, now you got something to go for.
Yeah. So.
All right, Frank.
I'm going to jump out there now. Al, it was good hearing you and Robin.
Get going. Have a good day.
Hear yourself.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Frank.
You have a good one.
See you, buddy.
All right. Bye, Robin.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are giving away a muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA, and we will be right back. Well, no, we won't, because I've got to say some stuff. I've got to talk about backyard billies, and I love talking about backyard billies. They're great folks to deal with. They're great sponsors. And I want to say this. It's getting colder, but, you know, people in Maryland, they tend to celebrate outside. You know, they do holidays outside. You got Veterans Day coming up. You've got Thanksgiving and so forth. And you can still go outside and eat at the picnic table or on the deck. Well, why not stop by Backyard Billy's on Kent Island? It's your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly-outdoor patio furniture, or, you know, outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs that you like to relax in. You can see all that from Route 50 at exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas presents for the kids, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. They have free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Now keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. That's right. Visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. I stopped by Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors the other day in Edgewater. The hunting department is filling up fast. So it's actually filled up. There's a fine selection of firearms there by Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt Compound Bows, and Mission 10 Point and Wicked Ridge Crossbows. A large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and Habit Grand Camo. And you can try your archery skills on the Monster Video Shooting Wall. And they have deer corn, too. The Waterfowl Department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo. They also are an authorized retailer for Bigfoot goose decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. Your local crabbing headquarters. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. That's 410-956-0300. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! We all want clean water. So, does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
WCBM. Every time our eyes meet, I panic and I freeze. At night you keep me awake.
Let's talk to Captain Don.
Hey, Captain Don.
Morning, guy. Morning, Captain Don. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm here for breakfast with a buddy Kenny and Mario.
There you go. Great.
Cool.
Getting ready to go to a community rockfish tournament.
Yeah.
And we'll probably bring in the fish, the big fish, like we did at the last tournament.
Well, probably
awesome.
Will.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Will.
But yeah, we wanted to give you a crabbing report. We went
okay.
crabbing this week.
Okay.
Got 30 crabs in about 3 hours. So the crabbing in our area is on the way down.
It's starting to slow down a little bit, huh?
Slowing down.
Slowing
yeah.
down. Well, you know.
I was wondering the other day.
Water's getting colder, so I understand that.
And to see the commercial guys are like way out in the deep water now.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Another interesting thing, we went to Ocean City. We had signed up for the head boat called the Morningstar.
Yeah.
And we were looking forward to that on Wednesday, but they canceled because of weather.
Weather, yeah.
And I said it was pretty unusual because he usually goes out whenever he can.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has a good...
good following.
You know, they make the reefs.
Yes.
They're building the reefs down here off of Ocean City and Delaware Beach. So
exactly.
We wanted to get out with him, but we were very disappointed we couldn't get out there. But
Monty Hawkins.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to see him the day before, and everyone coming off the boat had a full bucket of fish.
Oh, yeah. Black sea bass, I believe, right?
I'm sorry?
Sea bass.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think we're going to try to rebook maybe around Thanksgiving.
Sounds good. Sounds good, buddy. Yep.
All right, look.
Good luck today.
I hear the music, yep.
Well.
All right, you all have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Good luck in the tournament.
Oh, thanks.
And hi to Kenny and everybody.
Say hi to everybody.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, they say hi back.
Okay. See you, buddy.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy this cool weather the deer are.